The Victoria Police Force presents B-24. From the files of the Victoria Police, for the first time, come these true stories of unceasing war against crime, of day and night vigilance that protects our life and our property, and of the nerve center of the Police Information Bureau, B-24. This is the true story of the service station holdup. This is a true story from the files of the Victoria Police. Only names, place names, and dates have been altered. The reasons that men embark on a career of crime are many and varied. The two men concerned in this story started for two reasons. One, because he was greedy and didn't like work very much. The other, because work was hard to get and he wanted money. They started when they were mere youngsters. But when we meet them first, one of them at least had no intention of becoming a criminal. It was 1938. Young Snowy Smith was at a loose end. He was lounging against a fence in a tiny suburban back street when he was approached by his friend, Ralph Davidson.
How are you, Snow? What's cooking?
Nothing. Where you going?
The Flicks. Want to come?
Not a hope.
Well, I reckon it's a corker show.
Yeah, I know.
Well, come on then. Be in it.
They're not handing out free seats.
Short of dough, huh?
In an army not to be. It's all right for you working for your old man. Where do I ever get any dough?
I'll shout you if you want to come.
Eh?
I said I'll shout.
Crikey.
Not much fun going the Flicks on your own anyway.
I would like to see the show anyhow.
All right, then let's get started.
You sure you got enough dough?
Of course I am. Come on, dope.
Gee, Ralph, you're a sport.
Forget it.
One of these days I'll get some dough on my own.
You'll be a mug if you don't. Here. Get a load of this.
Crikey. How much you got in that roll?
25 quid.
25? Gee, your old man must pay you pretty well.
Oh, don't be a galah. You don't get dough like that be working.
Eh?
You want to wake up to yourself, son.
What do you mean?
I mean there are other ways of making money than working for it. Well, what are you stopping for? What's up?
You didn't pinch that money, did you?
What if I did?
You did pinch it.
Don't talk so loud.
I'm not coming to the pictures.
Don't you want to see the show?
Yeah. Yeah, but not on hot money.
Oh, be your age.
I'm not a thief.
Now look here, Snow. You've never got a penny in your kick, have you?
No.
Your old man's always been broke too, hasn't he?
Oh, say.
And no one will give you work. So what hope have you got? I'll tell you. None at all. Unless you use your brains like I do. You want dough, don't you?
Of course I do.
All right then. String along with me and you'll get dough. I got ideas, Snow. Good ideas. And I could do with them, mate. Look. Here's 5 quid for you now. Just to show you I mean business.
5 quid?
Oh, think what you could do with that, Snow. And that's only a beginning.
I've never been mixed up in anything like this before. Mum wouldn't like it.
Oh, she doesn't have to know anything about it. So what do you say, Snow?
Well, I could certainly do with the money.
Ah, that's more like it. Good on you, Snow. Come on in. Let's go to the pictures and then we'll start making plans.
And so a boy fell for the temptation to obtain what he believed was easy money. Ralph and Snow became inseparable. Carried out a series of petty thefts. Then they broke into houses, an activity that eventually brought them before the children's court. A term in a boy's home followed, and here their behavior was exemplary, so that soon they were free again. Ralph went back to work with his father. Snow took a job, and it seemed that for both of them, crime was a thing of the past. And for several years, that was the position. And then one night, the two young men were walking along a suburban street.
Decent-looking joints out this way, ain't they, Snow?
I'll say.
There's some good stuff inside them, I reckon.
Yeah.
We used to be able to get into places like this pretty easy, didn't we?
Yeah, and we got caught easy, too.
Ah, we were just kids then.
We know a lot more things now. Look at this place. See? Sit right back in a big garden. You could walk around in here for hours and no one ever know you were there. Look, Snow. Not a light on in the place. Reckon they must all be out.
They might be in bed.
What, at this time of night? No. They're out. What say we do the joint over?
You can do it on your own.
Getting yeller, are you?
No, I'm not. I just don't want to be in it, that's all.
Well, will you keep knit for me while I do it? Now, you just stick around here and give a whistle if anyone comes up.
You gotta start again.
Why not? We couldn't miss. And I'll split you 50-50. And what about it?
All right, but make it quick, will you?
Quick as I can. And if they come back, give me two whistles like this. And then go for your life. Now, I'll get out the back way and meet you at the billiard room. Okay?
Okay.
Right. See you later, Snow.
That spur-of-the-moment decision started the two men on the road to crime once again. Soon the police were flooded with reports of suburban robberies, but the thieves covered up their traces very well. And then one afternoon they broke into a parked car.
Okay, Snow, start her up.
Yeah.
Like a bird, doesn't she?
We haven't needed a car for a long time. And now we've got one. Now what we do now is change round the numbers on the number plate and no one will ever know the difference. Here you are, Snow. A brand new number plate.
Well, nearly new anyway.
Pretty neat joins, don't you reckon? Well, no one would tell we'd cut up the plate and then put it together again, would they?
Wouldn't think so.
Good. Then let's take her out again and make her work for us.
We'll need some petrol soon, mate.
What, again?
Yeah. We've done a fair few miles this afternoon. Got any dough?
What do we want dough for?
For petrol, of course.
Well, we get petrol without dough. There's a garage just ahead. Here, pull in there.
Righto.
And you just take the lead from me. We won't only get free petrol from this bloke. We'll get whatever he's got in the till. So just follow my lead.
Afternoon, Jess.
G'day. Fill her up, will you?
How much does he take?
Well, what do you reckon, Snow?
About 10.
10 gallons. Okay.
Ready, Snow?
Yeah. What do we do?
Just follow me. Get out of the car.
Right, Hope.
Looks like rain's coming right, doesn't it?
Right, so.
Oh, they need it up the country, though.
Yeah.
There you are. 10 gallons.
How much?
21 and 8. Want any oil?
No, thanks.
Water?
No, thanks.
How are the tyres?
They're okay.
Righto. That'll be 21 and 8, thanks.
Can you change a fiver?
I think so. We'll have to go and have a look.
We'll come with you. Come on, Snow.
Yeah.
Won't keep you a minute. Yeah, she'll be right, mate. 5, you said. 21 and 8. 9, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30. 2 pounds, 3, 4, one makes 5. There you are. Hey, what's the game?
Put up your hands, mister.
It's a hold-up.
Good guess, fella. Now stick 'em up.
You wouldn't shoot.
No.
Oh, you're fooling me. It's a gag.
It's no gag, sport. We want your cash, all of it. Take it, Snow.
Right.
Oh.
I'll plug you if you don't shut up. Hurry up, Snow.
That's the lot.
Good. Now get the car started up while I keep this bloke quiet.
Okay.
Satisfied it isn't a gag, mate?
I guess so.
All right. Now get over into that office.
What for?
I'm going to lock you in there so as we can get away. Go on, move. Go on, through the door.
Yeah, all right. I don't take...
Here, here. Don't be a mug.
Yeah?
This gun will go off.
Yeah?
Oh, let go my arm.
Drop that gun, will you?
Oh, oh.
Go on, oh. Drop it. That's better. Now, fight for it.
Right, just me, mate. Pop this. Gotcha. Now, a man ought to blow your head off.
No. No, I give up. Don't shoot.
All right. But just for luck, try this. In again. In again. In again. One more. Well, that ought to keep you quiet for a while. See you later, mate.
What happened, Ralph?
Never mind that. Get away from here as fast as you can.
The young men raced away from the scene of their crime, and there were to be dramatic developments soon afterwards, as we'll tell you in a few moments when we continue this true story from the files of the Victoria Police. This is a true story from the files of the Victoria Police. Only names, place names, and dates have been altered. The two young men, Ralph and Snow, had held up a garage man, robbed him of his money, and then raced away in their stolen car. A police mobile patrol car was quickly on the scene.
You're sure the number of the car was 151719, Mr. Parker?
Yes, I'm certain of it. I've got into the habit of checking car numbers when I'm putting in the petrol. This was 151719, all right.
Let's see the list of stolen cars, Ben.
Here you are.
You said it was a Ford, didn't you, Mr. Parker?
Yes. Dark blue sedan.
And this looks like it. 791151.
No, it was 151719.
Yes, but it's my guess they've changed the numbers around. All right, Mr. Parker. We'll broadcast your description of the men and see if we can get them in.
D-24, calling all cars in the stations. Here is a description of two men urgently wanted for questioning in connection with the service station holdup at Elstonwick.
Throughout the metropolitan area, all police were instantly alerted to keep a lookout for the bandit's car. As yet, the police didn't know the identity of its two occupants. And then, an hour or so later, wireless patrol car number 17 was cruising along the northern end of Elizabeth Street.
I see you. That blue sedan in front of us.
Eh?
151719. That's a service station hold-up car.
Right, get after him. Hello, D-24. Car 17 to D-24.
D-24, come in 17.
We're following that service station hold-up car. 151719. We'll be alongside them in a moment. That is all.
Right, 17. Good luck.
Not making any effort to get away. Can't know we're behind him.
Good. Pull alongside. I'll give him a call now. Pull over there! Police here! Pull over!
He's speeding up.
Pull over, will you? Police here! Oh! Oh, that was too close for comfort. Speed her up, Bill.
We're doing 60 now and he's drawing away.
Then give us some more. That's better. We're getting closer. Not much of a shot, whoever he is.
Thank goodness for that. He's getting better, though.
Well, there's only one thing for it. Give them some of their own medicine. Now hold it steady, Bill. He's trying to take a corner.
All right, hold on. Boy, he's making hot, isn't he? You'll crash for certain if he takes corners at that speed.
Well, let me have another go at him. Now steady up.
Right.
Now.
No luck?
I hit him, I think, but it hasn't stopped him. Can't you go any faster?
We're doing 85 now.
All right, I'll try again to stop him. I'll swear those went into the back of him. Look out, he's turning again.
He's a madman. Look at that speedo, 87.
And he must be doing 90. He's drawing away.
Too many sights pitched along here for my liking. Put your hand hard down that horn, will you, senior?
See if they can cut him off. Hello, D-24, car 17.
Yes, 17.
We're still after that car. We've passed through Essendon at about 90. They've been shooting at us and... Fred! That car! Look out!
Car 17. Hello, car 17. What's happened, 17?
What's wrong, Bob?
17's gone dead all of a sudden. Car 17, come in, 17. Ah, not a sound from them. There's trouble, I'd swear to it. Put out an emergency call.
Yes, there was trouble, all right. For a motor truck crossed right in the path of the speeding patrol car, and a frightful accident occurred. And the irony of it was that less than half a mile further on, the bandit's car had had to pull up with a blown-out tire. And so the fugitives escaped. The police patrolmen were too badly hurt to be interviewed, and no one seemed to know who the two offenders were until a policeman rang D-24.
Hello, D-24. First Constable Andrews here.
Yes, Constable?
I saw the patrol chasing a car along Mount Alexander Road. They catch it?
No, they didn't. They crashed.
Oh. The men haven't been picked up?
No. Do you know anything about them?
I know who they are. Saw their faces as they flashed past. Ralph Davidson and a man named Snowy Smith.
Do you know where they live?
Yes, I do.
Good. And we'll send out a patrol and you can take them to the place. Thanks, Constable.
But the men had disappeared, completely. Radio calls and a wide circulation of photographs of the wanted men failed to produce results. It seemed that here were two criminals who were to escape the long arm of the law. Time went by and the scene changed to a country town about 25 miles from Melbourne. It was midsummer, and bushfires were raging. All the local inhabitants were fighting a battle against the flames.
Getting mighty close to that house, Tom.
Yeah. Whose place is it?
I don't know. Just moved in, I think. You'd think whoever it was would be out giving us a hand, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, well, we can't worry. They may be away.
I reckon we ought to get into the place and see if there's anything valuable we can take out.
Yeah. You'll go up for a certainty if this wind doesn't change.
All right. Let's see if there's a door open. Ah. Securely locked by the looks of it.
Yeah. No. Only one thing for it. Bust open the door.
Yeah. Righto. Both together now. One. Two. Three. That's right. She's going. Now just once again. One. Two. Three. Got her. Heavens, what a mess. Stuff piled everywhere.
Yeah, they must have been using it as a storeroom or something. Oh, we'll never get all this stuff out.
You're right, we won't. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not sorry.
Eh?
You see all that poultry stacked on the kitchen sink?
Yeah?
That's mine.
What?
Someone's been pinching fowls from my yard for the last week, and this is where they've been going.
Are you sure?
You think I don't know me own birds? Come on. The old place can go up and smoke for all I care. And when we've got this fire beaten, I'm going straight to the police.
Now, Mr. Pearson, you're absolutely certain they were your birds you saw.
Positive, Constable. They were mine, all right. And to think I was trying to save the house of a common thief.
You did save it, didn't you?
Well, the wind saved it for us. Changed just as the flames reached the walls.
Well, I'd better go and have a chat with the occupants.
Yeah, and I'll come with you.
No need for that, Mr. Pearson. You just leave it to me.
Yeah. A cop!
Open up!
Not in your lodge. Get away from here.
Don't be silly. Open the door.
All right. Wait a minute. There. Get out of here, will you?
Put that revolver away.
I'll put a bullet through your skull.
No, no, you won't.
I'll kill you.
I don't think so.
Hold me up. You'll break it. Oh, don't.
Then drop the gun.
Yeah.
Now, my friend, we'll slip these handcuffs on. Come on. And I'll look after the gun. Fully loaded, too. All right, we'll go round to the station. No tricks now.
Pretty game, ain't you? Jumped at a man with a gun.
There's nothing else for it. So, is that a friend of yours pulling up in that car?
Snow! Snow! Go for your life!
Stay where you are! Stop or I'll shoot!
Oh, the mug, what's wrong with him?
Maybe he's got more sense than you have. All right, come out of that car with your hands up.
You're a mug, Snow. That's what you are.
I don't argue with policemen with guns.
Very wise. All right, we'll all go down to the station now. Walk just ahead of me and keep close together. And don't forget, I've still got a gun. And it's loaded.
And so the men who'd got away with holdups were caught because they couldn't resist stealing a few chickens. The police soon found that they were the bandits they'd been looking for so long. The two of them received long jail sentences. On their release, the man known as Snow settled down to a life of honest work. But Ralph embarked on further crimes, for which he was sent to jail for an even longer term. In concluding this story, may we once again remind you that your police need and deserve your cooperation whenever and wherever possible. They're working in your interest 24 hours of every day. Only names, place names, and dates were altered in this true story. It was dramatized from the files of the Victoria Police by Roland Strong, who now says goodbye until the same time next week, when there'll be another true story in this series, D-24, which is brought to you by the Victoria Police Force and produced in the studios of Hector Crawford Productions by Dorothy Crawford.